Hi, everyone. This is Joy Young from Oregon State. Today, I'm going to present my study about evaluation of critical temperature for heat damage in northern high bush blueberry. So heat damage is a problem in Pacific Northwest because the fruiting season in Oregon, Washington, is in the summer. And then in the summer, we usually will get like one or two heat wave that's more than 95 degrees, which is 35 Celsius. So when that happened, after heat wave for a few days, we were starting seeing some damage, like necrosis on both green or blue fruits. Also spotting, wrinkling, and even some shrivel. Also like bad coloration. It's like the berry never arrived in the end of the season. Another common problem is fruit softness, but fruit softness will be harder to just observe by visual. And also the overall the damage the grower report in Pacific Northwest is around $10 million per year. So that's why we want to look into that. So the common practice for grower in Oregon and Washington, if they are using sprinkler cooling, and they turn it on when they think the temperature is warm, or most of the growers in Oregon and Washington right now, they're using drip irrigation. Because they do have, a lot of them have this micro sprinkler for chemigation purpose, so they also have the option to turn it on when they think it's warm. But most of the growers, they don't have a clue, like, when should we turn it on? And so the problem is they just want to cool the berry instead of irrigate the berry. So that's a problem. And also, we want to know if there is a correlation between the air temperature and the berry temperature. If we figure out that, we can use this in order to predict the damage happen in the future. So in order to do that, we set a study and we measure the berry temperature. We're using this very fine wire. It's a thermocouple insert right beneath the berry skin and then link with the data logger. And also for the data logger, we also major other weather data like humidity, air temperature, and a lot, and then light intensity and so on. Okay, so we set a study 2014 and 2015 summer in Corvallis, Oregon, using our existing plot, and the cultivar is a late season cultivar allele because we're using late season cultivar because that's most our heat damage happen. And so we have three treatments. The first one is just a regular drip irrigation. We didn't do any cooling effect, cooling treatment. And then another two is we either cool at 32.2, which is 90 Fahrenheit, and then 35, which is 95 Fahrenheit. Because this is the two threshold temperature that growers think that cause problem. And we set up an automatic irrigation system that linked to the data logger. It turned it on when the temperature reached that threshold for 15 minutes every hour. Okay. Yeah. So let me show you how the temperature changed. So this is a day that air temperature exceeds 35 Celsius. And you can see the patterns of one day. And then the berry temperature, usually the berry is cooler than the air at night, but once the sun is out, the berry temperature start exceeding the air temperature, and at the hottest time of the day, the temperature difference may be 5 to 9 Celsius different between the berry and the air. So if we turn it on at a 32.2 degree, so we can drop the berry temperature dramatically right away, and then it stays cool during the hottest time of day, and then also below the air temperature. And then if we turn it down at 95, which is 35, we can drop the temperature right away. Even it starts with a little bit higher, but we can bring it down within the two cycle. And the result of that, so we measure the damaged fruit number right before every harvest. And so on the top part is for the drip irrigation that we got around 2.5% of damage for this particular variety allele. And then for a sprinkler, either we turn down at 32.2 or 35, we can reduce the damage below 1%. So by seeing these, we suggest the threshold temperature for this particular variety allele must be higher than 35, and we're talking about the air temperature, threshold air temperature. And then we also have the data for two summer of weather data and berry temperature data, so we make a correlation from maximum air temperature against the maximum berry temperature. So we got this correlation. So I mentioned before, we're thinking the threshold air temperature is above 35. So when we're checking this correlation, so when the air temperature is around 35, the berry temperature is about 39 to 42 Celsius. So probably the in allele, the threshold temperature for berry is more than 32 to 42. But allele, I mentioned before, it just have like less than 2.5% of damage. And for other cultivar, actually we, like Aurora, it's a report have more damage, like more than 5%. So we want to look into that to see if there's some difference between cultivar and also like, is there any difference when they're at green stage and the blue stage? So we have another study set up. So this one is to figure out what will be the threshold temperature for different cultivar and also for different stages. So we set up this because this experiment will be fairly easy to do in the growth chamber. But blueberry, especially high bush blueberry, is like 6 feet or 8 feet tall. We cannot fit it in a growth chamber. So instead of doing that, we do it in the field. So we're using this chamber-free convective heating units. So basically, we have a data logger and then connect with different heating units so we can set different target temperature we want to work on. So basically, the design is this diagram. So we pick a blueberry cluster at the one with green and blue at the same time because we want to evaluate both at the same time. And then we put it in a cup and then connect with the insulation duct. And then attached with that is a heater. So heater comes with a fan and then connect with the heater. So once the fan blow in, we set the heater will turn on if the temperature is below. So it turn on and blow the hot air to the berry. So we can make sure it's convective heat. Okay. So for this study, we have four different threshold temperature, which is 42, 44, 46, and 48 Celsius. So here's a diagram, here's the result how we can control the berry temperature. So once it turns on, the heater turn on, and once it reach our target temperature, it will maintain the temperature. And then what we do is we measure initially how many green berry are there and how many blueberry are there. And then every 30 minutes, we check the damage. So in order to see how long it takes to cause the damage. And the bottom part is just the photo to see, like, after a few hours, the berry, green berry might turn kind of orangish. And the blue one, some of that, if it's damaged, it looks kind of black and wrinkled. Okay. So here's the results. Let's talk about the cultivar difference first. So for the two cultivar, alleles and Aurora. So for allele, we can see, compare with both. This is the accumulation of damage of each cluster. This may look a little bit high here, but that because that's the, on each cluster. So we can see for Aurora, both green fruit and blue fruit have a steeper slope, so it means it developed damage faster and more severe. And then compare with the green and blue fruit, we think the green fruit is more likely develop the damage faster than the blue one. It can be possibly because the blue fruit is harder to observe just by visual because it's blue. So compared with the green, it would turn into orange really easy, but the blue one would turn kind of dark, so it's a little bit harder to observe. And then also based on a result, we do a statistic test to see how long it takes to cause the problem. We can see like at here for Aurora, the time is shorter compared with LO. Some of the LO at the lower temperature, we didn't see any damage within four hours. So probably it just never reached the threshold temperature. So from that, our conclusion for those overall for these two variety, the Aurora require around 42 Celsius for at least 2 hours to cause that problem. And Elliot, it required 48 degrees to cause problem in 1.5 hour. So if we're doing the cooling at every 15 minutes, we probably would be fine because we are cutting off those accumulated heat. Okay, so here's the summary. So summary, just very briefly summary, is the sprinkle cooling is effective to reduce the problem. And then there's certainly some difference between the cultivar, and especially for those heat-sensitive cultivars like Aurora, we probably want to start the cooling a little bit at lower temperature, like 32.2, rather than wait until 35 degrees for that. And that's all. Thank you. Oh, yeah, thank you.